In agricultural news, the Mississippi River level is dropping again, and barge industry trade groups warned yesterday that river commerce could essentially come to a halt as early as next week in an area south of St. Louis. Ice on the northern Mississippi River is reducing the flow more than expected at the middle part of the river. The river level is now expected to get to 3 feet at the Thebes, Illinois gauge on January the 6th. Worse still, the long-range forecast from the National Weather Service calls for the river to keep falling, reaching 2 feet on January 23rd. North Dakota's governor and congressional delegation says that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will soon issue permits to tap surplus water from Lake Sakakawea for use by oil companies and other industrial users. State officials say the Corps is reviewing several applications that would draw more than 30,000 acre-feet of water from the Missouri River Reservoir. U.S. banks are ending the year with their best profits since 2006 and far fewer failures than in any time since the 2008 financial crisis. This year, the number of bank failures has trickled to 51, down from 92 failures last year, 157 in 2010, and 140 in 2009. And for the first time since 2009, banks' earnings growth is being driven by higher revenue. Japan's new finance minister today conveyed his concerns over a potential rebound in the yen to the U.S. Treasury chief, in a move underscoring that the currency's recent drop was not enough to convince Tokyo's new leaders that its upward trend is coming to an end. A U.S. Treasury spokesperson said the officials discussed the U.S.-Japan economic relationship, as well as global economic and financial developments. Late last year, the U.S. Treasury criticized Japan for unilateral intervention designed to tame a strengthening yen. This morning, USDA released its latest export sales report for the week ending December 20th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 37.1. Corn this year, 4.1. And soybeans this year, 3.2. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.